Dis khazar zeh nish mo sabach ich hasre shagem beim yudem sech zvach im daf kuf yud beis. Zogt fragt ge mar. Makes sense that he's chayiv if he first applies the blood outside and then applies it inside, because the blood applied outside is fit to be applied inside. However, if he first applies the blood inside and then outside, the blood applied outside is leftover blood. It's shirayim. He should therefore not be chayiv for that. And fit the gemar, the mishnah follows the view of the chemi who says that one is chayiv for applying leftover blood outside. Fragt ge mar, the next part of the mishnah says that if the blood was in two kalim and he applied the blood of one kali inside and the second one outside, he's potter. And if the Mishnah follows Rabbi Nechemya, he should be chayiv in this case as well. And this part of the Mishnah follows Yehuda Tanakam, who argues on the Rabbi Lozer, the son of Rav Shimon, and holds that when the blood of one keli is applied, it makes the blood on the other keli to be considered rejected, nidche, making it unfit to be applied inside. We can see from over here that this Tanakam is Rabbi Nechemya. Mishnah then said, why did the Mishnah need to give us a comparison? And the Mishnah follows the view of Rabbi, who says that even if a chatas is lost at the time that its replacement is designated, it's left to die. The Mishnah is saying that the reason he's potter when he shechted the second one outside is because the first one was lost, and the second one therefore becomes possible when the first one was shechted inside. However, if a person initially designated two animals for his chatos to have a guarantee in case something happens to the first one, the halach is that the one that remains becomes a nayla, meaning it's left to graze to get a mum, and is then sold with the proceeds used to purchase a nayla. And therefore, if it's shechted outside, the person would be chayiv. We find that Rav Huna, name of Rav, says this as well, that an oshim that has been sent for grazing to get a mum and to be sold with the proceeds to be used for an oila, and the oshim is then shechted without specific intent, it gets the status of an oila. For Eklimar, the case of Rav Huna is very different, because an oshim is brought from a male animal and an oila is brought from a male animal. However, a chatos is brought from a female animal, and therefore it can't really become an oila. It physically can't become an oila. And for the Mar of Chia of Meyustinya said, the Mishnah is referring to the goat chatos of the Nasi, which is a chatos brought from a male animal. Hadnolach perik ha-shoichet v'hamala. Perek poras chatos perek arbo osar. Zok the Hilig Mishnah b'siyata d'shmaya. If the paraduma was burned outside of its pit, which was made for it to be burned in Harzesim, or if the goat to be sent to the Azazel was offered outside of the Azara, the person who did so would be potter. This is based on the Pasuk of El Pesach Oyel Moed Lehevi, which teaches that anything that's not fit to be brought to the entrance of Oyel Moed would not make someone chayef offering them outside. The Mishnah continues, an animal that sodomized a person, or an animal that was sodomized by a man, or an animal that was designated to be used for Vaidazar, or an animal that was worshipped as a Vaidazar, or an animal that was exchanged for a dog, or an animal that was used as payment for a Zoyna, or an animal of Kalayim, or an animal that was a treif, or an animal that was born with a cesarean section. So if any of these were offered up outside the Azara, it would not make the person chayiv. This is learned from the Pasuk of Lefnei Mishkan Hashem, which teaches that something that is not fit to be brought as a carbon to Hashem would not make someone chayiv for offering it up outside. The Mishnah continues, an animal that has a mum, whether it's a permanent mum or a temporary mum, or an animal, and that animal was then offered outside, the person who does so will be potter. If Shimon says, if it had a permanent mum, he'll be potter. If it had a temporary mum, he'll be chayiv for being over a lav. We'll see that in the Gemara. Now, the mission continues. With regard to toirim, which is a type of bird used for a carbon, if they were too young to be used, or bnei yoina, which are supposed to be brought young, and they were too old to be used, and these things were offered then outside, he'd be potter. Rav Shimon says, if he offered bnei yoina that were too old, he'd be potter. But if he offered toirim that were too young, he'd be chayiv for being over a lav. Mission continues. With regard to an animal and its offspring, meaning oisir as bnei, they shech on the same day, so once one is shech, the other was then offered outside. So, or an animal that's missing, it's a mechusas man, it's missing time to be kosher for a carbon, so he'd be potter if he offers it outside. Rav Shimon says, he'd be chayiv for being over a lav. Rav Shimon's view in all these cases we just said, he's chayiv over a lav, is that anything that will be fit to be brought as a carbon in the future is now subject to a lav if he offers it outside, but it's not subject to karis. The Chum says that anything that's not subject to karis for offering it outside would also not be subject to any lav. Mishnah continues. When the Mishnah discussed that one who offered outside an animal that's missing time, it's a mechusas man to be kosher, this refers to whether the animal itself was not yet ready to be offered as a carbon, let's say it didn't yet reach 8 days old, or to where the owner was not yet ready to bring the carbon. What's the case where an owner is not yet ready to bring carbon? Let's say, for example, the Mishnah, Azov, Azova, a Yeledes, Metzaira, who offered their chatas and Oshim outside the Azar before the time that they were able to bring their carbon, in which case, if they've offered it outside, they'd be potter. However, if they offered their oila or shlomim outside, they'd be chayiv, since these would be valid as the voluntary kabbanis now as well. Mishnah continues, if one offers outside the meat of a chatos, or the meat of the yasham, or the meat of other kachay kachim, or the meat of kachim kalim, or the leftover of the oimer, or the shteha lechem, or the lechem aponim, or the leftover of a mincha, or if one poured oil onto a mincha, or breaks it into pieces, or mixes the flour with the oil, or one who salts the carbon, or does tnufa on it, or did hagosha, bringing the mincha close to his bech, or set up the lechem aponim on the shulchan, or if he cleans out the menorah and prepares it, or takes the kamis from a mincha, or if one does the Kabbalah. In all these cases, if he did it outside the Azar, he's Potter. Also, as up the Mishnah with regard to any of these acts, a Zar would not be Chayav for doing them. A person would not be Chayav for doing them when Tomei, or for not wearing the Big Day Kahuna, or for not having done Richa to die in Berglaim. The Mishnah continues, until the Mishkan was put up, it was mutter to have a bama, and the avoda on the bama was done by Bechorim. Once the Mishkan was put up, it became also to bring a carbon on a bama, and all the avoda was only done by Kehanim. Kachim could be eaten within the Azar, Kachim Kalim could be eaten anywhere in the Machane Israel. When the Yidden reached Gilgal, bamas again became mutter, but Kachim could only be eaten in the Azar, Kachim Kalim could be eaten anywhere. When the Yidden reached Shiloh, bamas again became also. There was no permanent roof on the Mishkan of Shiloh, rather the rest of the structure was built of stone, and the roof was made of material. Shiloh is the place referred to as Menucha in the pasuk. Now, kachim had to be eaten within the Azar, and kachim kalim, a meiser shein, he could be eaten anywhere within sight of Shilei. Mishnah continues, when the Yidden reached Noiv and Givoin, bamas again became mutter. Kachim could be eaten within the Azar, kachim kalim could be eaten in all cities in Eretz Yisrael. When the Yidden came to Yerushalayim, bamas again became osur and never again became mutter. Yerushalayim is the nachala referred to in the Torah. Kachim had to be eaten within the Azara, Kachim Kalam, Meister Sheni had to be eaten anywhere within the walls of Yerushalayim. Mishnah says, any carbon that was made Kaddish at a time when Bamis were Osir and was then offered outside the Azara at a time when Bamis were Osir are subject to an assay, a lois assay, and chiyav karis. If a carbon was made kaddish when bamas were mutter and was then offered outside the azar at a time when bamas were aser, they're subject to an assay and a lois assay, but there's no chiyav karis. If a carbon was made kaddish at a time when the bamas were aser and then offered outside at a time when bamas were mutter, they're subject to an assay, but not to a lois assay. Zok the Mishnah, the following kabbanis had to be offered in the Mishkan even when bamas were mutter. Kabbanis that were made kaddish for the Mishkan and kabbanis tzibur. The carbon of an individual could be offered on a bama. If an individual's carbon was made kaddish for the Mishkan, it had to be offered in the Mishkan, but if it was offered on a bama, he would be potter. What's the difference between the bama of an individual and the bama of the tzibur? Smicha, shechting in the north, the blood applications all around. These things are only done at the bama of the tzibur. With regard to tnufa hagosha, so although Rabbi Yehuda says that a mincha that could not be brought on the bama, and also the requirement that the avodah be done by a kayan, also that be done with big day kahuna and the klisharis, that be brought that has to be brought as reich nichoyach, that it have a line at the midway point of the height, that the person washes hands and feet, also only apply to the bama of the tibur. However, the psul of pigal beyond its time, and of noiser and of tomei, even these things even apply to the bama of an individual as well.